Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. New South Wales is reporting a record 390 new cases of community transmission of coronavirus, as well as two further deaths. At least 60 of the new cases were in the community while infectious. One of the deaths is a woman aged in her 40s from southwestern Sydney who died at home, while the other is a Newcastle man in his late 90s who was in palliative care. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the main challenges in the outbreak remain western and southwestern Sydney.
So we're really wanting to make sure that people living in Blacktown and Mount Druitt and those adjoining suburbs come forward for testing, stay home, and if they haven't already got vaccinated and they don't have symptoms, to come forward and get vaccinated.
Victoria has recorded 15 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. 11 of the infections have been linked to current outbreaks, while the sources of the other four remain under investigation. 8 of the cases have been in quarantine for their entire infectious period. 7 new local coronavirus infections have been detected in Queensland. All of the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster and were in home quarantine for their entire infectious period. There are now 158 active infections in Queensland. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland authorities are worried that COVID-19 clusters in New South Wales are spreading outside Sydney.
The last thing we want to see is this virus spread north, the virus spread south and spread across the nation. So it's absolutely imperative that that New South Wales contains this virus. We wish them all the very best. But of course, we still remain concerned.
Tasmania, the Northern Territory and Queensland have declared the ACT a coronavirus hotspot as the nation's capital enters its first full day of the 7-day lockdown. Canberra yesterday recorded its first COVID-19 case in more than a year when a man in his 20s tested positive to the virus. He'd spent 4 days in the community while infectious, and 3 other cases have been found among his close contacts. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed the federal government is working to bring home remaining Australians in Afghanistan as the Taliban offensive accelerates. Insurgents have taken control of 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, with the withdrawal of United States and Australian troops. Mr. Dutton says Defence and Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade officials are working to safely remove remaining Australians from the country. But he's told the Nine Network that the time frame for getting people out of Afghanistan will depend on each person's wishes.
Some people don't want to come out because they're performing work for an NGO or they're involved in some business still. That will be an issue for them. But for those that want to come out, DFAT will be working with those people now.
The US plans to send in 3,000 personnel to help evacuate people from its embassy in Kabul, while the United Kingdom is deploying 600 troops to help British citizens leave. 6 people have been killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in southwest England. The Devon and Cornwall police say 2 females and 3 males, including the suspect, died from gunshot injuries at the scene of the incident, while another female passed away a short time later in hospital. They say the incident isn't terrorism related. The United Kingdom has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world, and mass shootings are rare. To sport, Stefanos Tsitsipas has celebrated his 23rd birthday by beating Karen Khachanov 6-2, 6-3 to advance to the quarterfinals of the Canadian Open. The Greek number 3 seed dominated his Russian opponent, saving both his break points and winning 74% of his service points. He next faces Norway's Casper Ruud for a place in the semi-finals. I'm Claire Slattery. This is SBS News in Easy English.